Palestinian attacks prevent left-wing government from taking over in Israel, for now. By Joel B. Polak on May 10, 2021. Palestinian attacks interrupted efforts by Israel's opposition parties Monday to declare a governing coalition to replace incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After a small Arab party, Ram, suspended its participation in talks. The Times of Israel reported that the Change Bloc, a group of left-wing parties, plus a few conservative opponents of Netanyahu, had been preparing to announce their agreement when the outbreak of violence provoked Ram to pause. The Times of Israel reported. The Islamist Ram party on Monday announced it was suspending coalition talks with the Change Bloc of anti-Netanyahu parties after Palestinian terrorists in the Gaza Strip fired a barrage of rockets toward Jerusalem and southern Israeli border communities. In a potentially major blow to the efforts by parties opposed to Netanyahu to form a government. A Ram source told the Kan public broadcaster that it was unclear if the party would again hold talks with Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid, who is currently tasked with forming a government, before his mandate to assemble a coalition ends on June 2, as the resumption of negotiations would depend on the scope of the violence. Netanyahu's Likud party was the largest, by far, in the March elections, Israel's fourth in 2 years. But he could not put together enough votes from other parties to form a governing coalition before the 28-day deadline last week. The mandate to form a government then passed to the opposition, which had been counting on Ram and its 4 seats to secure the majority. If the next 28-day deadline expires, Israel could head to a fifth round of elections, and Netanyahu might return as prime minister, though under an existing rotation agreement, Defense Minister Benny Gantz could briefly take the reins first. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, We Told You So, The First 100 Days of Joe Biden's Radical Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.